This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I'm here to help you get your day going. And what better way than to take some time with God? God is the center of this universe. God is the one who gives your life meaning. God is the one who orders your life and brings both pleasant and unpleasant things your way to shape you and mold you to be just the person he wants you to be. That only happens as you respond to him in trust and faith, even in the difficult times. So what could be more important than your relationship with God? Nothing. So take time every day, and that's why we have this spot on the radio at this time in the morning, every weekday morning, to help you get your day started right, to help you put as a priority in your life the most important thing in your life. If you just know God from a distance, maybe you attended church as a child, or you've only been a few times to church and your view of God is all to do with certain kinds of church services and rituals, or a bunch of rules and regulations, and they aren't very positive feelings or impressions to you. You need to find out why so many millions of people love their relationship with God, and why it is the best thing in their lives. It's because relating to God isn't just about church and meetings and rules. It's about knowing God personally. You can know God personally in your life. There is a problem between you and God, and that is the moral guilt in your life. The times you do things when your conscience is telling you you shouldn't do that, you speak to people a certain way, you're dishonest about something. Those things put a separation between you and God. And although you may think of them as trivial things, they are not trivial, because they alienate you from God, and they mean that you will face God's judgment forever when you die. But God is a God who is reaching out to you. Even right now, he's reaching into your life, letting you hear about his love for you and what he's done for you. That's why Jesus died on the cross. Jesus was God coming into our world, telling us, "I love you," and proving it by taking the penalty for our sins so that we could be forgiven and have a wonderful relationship with God. And you can start that relationship simply by praying in your heart. Just talk to God and say, "Thank you for what you have done for me. I turn my life over to you and invite you to make it all that it can be in your hands. I trust you." Well, that's the beautiful thing about a relationship with God. You can trust him. You remember the verses we read yesterday from Psalm 37? In verse 5 and 6 it said, "Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he will do it. He will bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your judgment as the noonday." You can trust God. And as we've been talking this week about listening to God, when you listen to God, you can trust him that what he reveals to you from his word or from Bible teaching or other Christians is what you need to hear, that he's going to help you grow in your relationship with him and in your Christian life. Not everything you hear is pleasant from God. Sometimes he's challenging us and convicting us, but always what we hear is motivated by the love in the heart of God for us. Trust God and take some time to listen to him today. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.